can only imagine as a MC to be like, allow the message to carry.
Yeah.
And you'll never know it, how it personally affected that person, unless you got to go and hang out with that nigga and be like, yo, this was the impact that it had on me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's written. I'm serious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Think about that. If you smoke it right now, just pause it. Just be like, yo, travel on that one, right?
Yeah.
Because some nigga in fucking buttfuck BC on a little block called Commercial Drive, which was popping, still popping, is in the back of a drop-top Beamer at 16 with his OG and his cousin. Smoked out, talking about, this is the illest shit I ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So that impact, right? Like, he's been, that's why he is, that's why they say he's top five.
Mm.
Because he's been nice from the jump, bro. And I know you listen, every time I come into your whip, almost, man, more times than not, you know, you playing the old D Block, you playing the old, the Locks album,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
their
yeah.
first album, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, like, yeah. You know.
Crazy. Heavy rotation.
Right.
That shit impacted me so much, and it's so long. It's so long after.
Right.
You know, in the same small block over here in BC. It's like, yo.
I love you, BC. I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm just, like, you might have a nigga. Bro, listen. I was going through the play. I was going to make the list, right? Mm. And I stumbled upon this mixtape, and Jada's on it. And he does like these drops in the and it's this like indigenous brother from Canada.
Mm.
I think he's from Toronto, or it's like central. And I'll have to go back and look because I got the album downloaded, right? But it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about him somewhere on the like in the on the reserve, and he heard Jadakiss.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, bro? Like,
yeah.
That type of shit is that's like, yo, God.
Yeah.
What else can do that?
Yeah.
Besides drugs, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
What else can do that?
It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Music, man. And it's, that's, you know, so Jada's like, yo, G. You know what I mean? I've always respected Jada. That's like one. And people used to ask me all the time, right? Who's like your top five? You know?
Yeah.
Your top five.
Yeah.
Fuck, like, man. You know what I mean? There's not really a top five, but I always put Jada.
Yeah.
Number one or two, bro. For me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Him and Biggie. You know what I'm saying? At one point, it was Biggie for a long time. It was Biggie. It was Biggie. Jada. Fab, okay, Pusha T at one point, and Big L, but I probably put Big L even before, like Big L was like in the three chamber, you know. Whoa, what the hell was that?
Okay,
yeah, it was in the three chamber, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, but you know what I mean, like, yo, man, yeah, bro, Jada's the man.
Yeah, he's definitely the man, man.
Let's get into it.
You want to get into the interview?
Let's get into it, man. Tell the people what we got for them.
Yeah, let's get into it, man. So we got this Jada interview that we're going to play for y'all. Just to, you know, see your brother maybe tell his own story from his own voice. And you can hear his own perspective.
Yeah.
This is on a channel called Dog in the Yard. Shout out to Dog in the Yard. Brother, I'm not sure where he's from, but you know, he's a very charismatic host. He's conversating with Jadakiss. So let's see what we got going on here.
Let's go, man. Remember, you heard it first, the Boom Bap Syndicate.
Let's go.
Today we got Jadakiss in the building. Top five, dead or alive. Youngers, what's up? Youngers in the building. What up, Wood? You know, for those that don't know, Jadakiss never been in prison, never did no jail time. He's around a bunch of jail guys all the time, a bunch of, you know, ex-convicts all the time. Yeah, that's, you know, because obviously we all come from the same mutt, you know what I'm saying, which is the slums and all that. And most of the time, you know, most of the guys around us have did time before, just like myself. And with that being said, you know, let's get right into it, man. Your boy Pistol Pete, Dog of the Yard, Kiss. What up, yo? You already know what it is. Your boy Pistol Pete, welcome back to Dog of the Yard. As you can see, we got Jadakiss in the building. What's up? Big Yonkers in the building.
Boy.
Hey, what up? Brother Matt, love you, man. I'm happy that you was able to make it, man, yeah, finally,
we,
you know?
We've been trying to get this done for a long time, but, you know, conflicting schedules.
Facts.
Well, you know, I told you I was going to pull up on you.
We man. Got it. We got it. We here. You know that. We here. That's what matters.
We broke some bread this past weekend.
Facts. And, that's know, a fact.
Worcester, Mass.
Shout out to Massachusetts.
Yeah, shout out to the people in Worcester. They came out. It was a nice event.
Yeah, it was a beautiful event. Yeah. Definitely had a lot of fun.
Definitely. What's good, though?
Everything is good, man. I just wanted to see what's up with you, man. How you been, though?
Chilling, working, you know.
I know you're busy and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Doing what I do.
Yeah, now you got, besides, you know, your shows and all that, you got the big podcast out, the Joe and Jada show.
Yeah, Joe and Jada.
That shit's doing amazing.
We doing our numbers out there.
Yeah. You
know, by surprise, a lot of people probably didn't think it was going to work. They didn't know how it was going to work, but, you know, God willing, me and Crack got some good chemistry.
Yeah, the chemistry is crazy.
We get some good guests. And we have some good episodes, you know what I mean?
Just keep moving forward. That's it. Hey, don't stop. I'm gonna tell you what they told me. Don't stop. That's what matters in this game with this podcast. It's about putting them episodes in.
Consistency.
That's it. Yeah. And it's gonna take you to where you need to be at. You know. Anyway, for those that don't know Jada or whatever, I doubt that you might not know him. You know, he's top five. You know, dead or alive. You know what I'm saying? Rapper. You know. So it's hard for you not to know who he is. But Jada, for those that don't know me, a little bit of background. You know, I know you from Yonkers. For the peoples out there, a little background. Born you know, you raised in Yonkers. You know, the upbringing. You know,
born and raised in YO. Typical shit. I lived on the South Side when I was younger. I moved to the North. In third grade, you know what I mean? I was there since. That's where I made my bones at.
Okay. You got, when you was being up, your moms and dad in your life?
Yeah, both parents.
Your siblings, how many siblings you got?
I have both parents.
Okay.
My dad had a daughter. I'm the only son from my dad and the only child from my mom.
Okay.
So, you know, I was pretty much alone.
And but you got a lot of attention then.
Yeah. I had a lot of attention. You know what I mean?
You know, when you're a single child, you know, you get all the attention. You know, shit, it's not like when you got siblings and shit. They all need the Hulk, the Superman. You know, y'all can't get the same shit.
You get a couple extra pieces of chicken. You know what I mean? You get a couple extra wings.
Facts.
And all that. But it was, of course, you know, it was a different time. The economy was different. All of the stuff here. Our kids ask for now, that shit was far-fetched back then.
Yeah, that's for sure. Nowadays, you know, asking for a pair of Jordans is almost like regular now, you know?
Yeah, that's...
When we was getting ready, we was asking for a pair of Converse or something.
Yeah, you had the
New Balance or something. That was like a...
It was a special thing to get some Jordans back then.
Yeah. Easter time, you know, come around, you get some BKs or something, Pete. Look.
British, you
know, that's probably a little too far for Jada, right?
BKs?
Because he got a little
BKs on Easter. You crazy?
Okay. Yeah, BKs. So you already know. I had to go get mine and shit. But, so I understand as far as definitely the struggle was different compared to now.
Definitely.
And shit. It's so crazy because what year you started rapping and all that? Like, you decided, you know.
I was rapping ever since about 10, 11 years old. Upstairs from my grandmother's crib, I had my man Steve Toon. He was fortunate. He was like an early... He was a producer and an engineer and all that shit before I ever heard of one. Like, but, you know, he used to loop up the beats. This is back with just one turntable.
Wow.
He knew how to play the instrumental and bring it back and record me trying to make a song. But That's how far back I can remember.
What year is this?
Rapping. This is 80 something. Had to be.
Wow.
I mean, mid 80s.
Okay.
I was a little kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, your neighborhood is a tough neighborhood. It's not like it was a quiet neighborhood. You know, so, you know, you just got into the music, and that was just your passion that kept you out from being.
Boy, I try to do sports. Try to do sports first, like most kids. I mean, baseball, basketball, football. Then you get to high school, you see that shit ain't working, and you start wanting things at a more rapid rate than your parents could afford or supply. Then you start hustling. You might get a job, you might hustle, you might do both. I mean, you might turn into a stick-up kid.
True.
Is whatever you preferred back then, but more than likely, where I was around was dude trying to get money. You know what I mean? Awesome. Mm. Crack came out, and it was it hit everybody's family. It also hit everybody that wanna, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it took effect on everybody.
Your family was on it, or somebody in your family was selling it, or
using it.
Or using it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's how I was going back then.
Yeah, yeah. So my thing to you, I asked you that because, you know, it was a tough moment, tough times.
Definitely.
Crack era and all that shit was tough. You know, like you said, people falling victim, people getting money off of it, your neighbors selling TVs, people doing all kind of weird shit.
Microwave, you seeing your microwave go by?
Yeah. That's for sure, man. Back in the days, the TV be gone. Shit, lady be like, next door, hey, Pete, my son stole my TV. I'm like, damn, we got to go get this guy.
Yeah.
And go get her TV. Or. But my thing to you is, so you stay focused on your rap. Mm. You know, you tried everything else. You obviously was going to school, and you tried basketball, everything else. So, but your passion was off top, was rapping.
Music, yeah. That was music. Like my dream.
That was your dream. Okay, I get it.
That's what was going on back then, but you didn't think it was something that you could make a career out of. It was just like, you know what I mean? You're seeing video music box, you're seeing, yo, MTV raps and all that, and you're like, yo, I want to do that shit.
Yeah,
it wasn't nobody, unlike the Bronx or Harlem or Queens or none of that, it wasn't, I didn't have Marley Marl or none of them was in the Jets right next to us or down the block or none of that. We did have my man JC and them. And some of them dudes, he was actually down with Cool Herc, but
okay.
He was a DJ. So as far as a lot of inspiration as rappers, we only had X, Bill Blass, I mean, the Get Paid Staff, Raw Rome. They had dudes like that back then. Huh. Devastating and Lord Davon. Couple dudes, but it wasn't, you know, for the most part, it was X, and my man Bill Blass was the.
Do you think your passion and your for the rap, you know, for music, period, kept you out from the street, from getting in trouble?
You know, I used to get in trouble. I was just a fortunate. I was like Hannibal. You know what I mean? I was Hannibal.
You was just. You know what I mean? I know some niggas like that too.
I was just Hannibal.
They just get over.
I was
and over
the
like
brains. I was fortunate and lucky to never really have to do a bit. But I've been, you know what I mean, I've been locked up. I've been arrested a lot. I know you've been arrested
in 2004 in North Carolina for a gun possession.
245s. I had 245s in Fayetteville on a tour bus.
Yeah.
That was actually, I got caught somewhere where guns wasn't illegal. That bad where I got a lawyer and
they gave
actually bought him a plaque and I got out of that. Yeah, the lawyer wanted a plaque for his office. So I hired a lawyer down there and they threw that out.
It wasn't
a felon. Then I got caught again up here in the car with them where the 38 was in the console, but the car was legally parked. You know, we beat that in trial too. So it was things like that. I could have been really with the dogs in the yard, but I was fortunate that slip out.
Thank God for that.
Thank God that
you was able just to experience it.
Yeah.
And be able to enough to where you like, fuck that, that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
It's not like you don't walk around with enough brothers you know what I mean, that been through the can and did, been through
definitely. The system. My mom's got nine brothers. At least six of them did bids. That's maybe seven of them. So I've been seeing, I've been going on VIs with my grandmother and my uncles and aunts and for my whole life. And you know what I mean? Everybody around you get locked up.
Yeah, it's like a common thing anyway. You know, in the hood, everybody either has a cousin, a homie somebody, locked up,
father,
or
cousin,
somebody just
uncle.
Coming home. Yeah. And then, I just think that it was, like you said, you know, you was blessed to not, yeah, you've been arrested, mm-hmm. but you was able to, you know, look back and be able to say, you know what, that's not me.
No doubt.
This is not what I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Somebody got to be here to hold shit down.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. No, it's a fact.
It's a real thing.
No, it's a real shit. You can't have not the guy with the talent, not yeah. the guy that's you
not
know
the
that
bread, can, not the banker.
Not the banker, not
you
the
want
guy's
the
going
banker in there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So I'm quite sure that a lot of your brothers that you have around while you was being raised, they sort of protect, make sure that you ain't really getting no shit. You know what I'm saying? Or they just,
to the
or
best
you,
of their ability, they try
yeah,
to
yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know.
What I mean?
Yo, chill, cause you might have got into something like slow down, man. Like, don't go in on this or something, you know.
Yeah.
And help you out some along the line, you know.
Yeah. A lot of times I was able to skip through some things with people having my best interest. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's important, man, to have some people
and
that.
Then it's sometimes you can't tell me the shit.
Oh no!
I mean, sometimes I gotta go for myself.
Oh, that's a fact.
I mean, yeah.
Oh no, you. That's how you know. Most of us. That's how we learn anyway.
Yeah.
By jumping out and doing, going on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, and based on, you know, from where you from, and everybody around is either on crack, drugs, going to jail. That's all we come. We come from that era. We come from coming home, going to jail, cousins coming home, crack, drug, and you was able to escape most of, you know, escape of it because mm-hmm. you never did no time. Yes, you got arrested.
Also, big shout out to Rough Riders. D protected me a lot of the years. You know
see,
what
that's
mean?
A...
He wanted to...
Shout out to
he
D.
He had enough... He did enough bids and all the people he had around did a bunch of years, so he always... He never really wanted us to... Whether we could capable of doing shit or not, he didn't really want us to ever get caught up in none of that kind of shit, so I gotta give a shout out to the Riders. They protected us a lot when they didn't have to.
That's a fact. No, and
they could have just let us be them niggas that just
crash
to
out.
The locks. Yeah, P is doing 15 years, Kiss is doing 7,
yeah, Luke's
yeah. and the Feds doing. But they ain't never want that kind of shit for us, so you gotta have kudos for that because a lot of the record labels now take out life insurance on. They expecting you to die or go do a stretch.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And they wasn't on that. They was our family. They wanted to see us be successful without really getting jammed up. You know what I mean?
They was playing all. They was playing all parts.
Yeah. It was bigger.
Shout
than,
out to D.
It was bigger than music. It was bigger than a record label. That's
yeah,
our
yeah.
Family.
It was a family
That's
shit.
Our
yeah.
Family for life.
That's and how they, it should. Yeah, of course.
We was young and stupid and wild. And they made sure we didn't really get too crazy.
That's what I'm. That's
even
what
though
I mean.
P shot a couple niggas and did some crazy shit, but out of
I
the
mean,
three,
could have got worse.
Out of the three, one is going one something. Going
that's
out.
What I'm saying. Yeah, you know, at least he wasn't able. At least P didn't go for a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, three of y'all, one of y'all got in trouble.
Yeah, one going.
I mean,
yeah,
shit.
That's a good
you know
ratio.
I mean?
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, the locks, D block. You know, when they mention that, is you know, it's up. You know, to everybody, you know, whether from wherever you from, once you hear
a lot of shit too. We like I said, we was lucky to not get caught, and that's the overall plan.
Mm. No, that's the plan, of course.
That's the goal.
The goal is, you know, people look at motherfuckers like, oh yeah, well, you know, this guy never been in jail, or he got. The point is not to ever go to jail.
Yeah, that ain't
that's the
that,
point. The yeah. point is to ever never go to jail. And if you did a crime and you got away with it, and you got to look at it back. Years later, say, you know what? Whew. I'm happy that I didn't get caught.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And I was able to get away. And now my mindset is different anyway.
Facts.
So I will never go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I think it's a good thing. It's a great thing that you never went to jail. You know what I'm saying? How you call it? Thank God. You know what I'm saying? Even though you're around a bunch of jail guys, you know, you don't need to go to jail because you're around a bunch of ex-jail guys. A bunch of, they can tell you all the stories they want. Anything that you don't know, they gonna fill you in.
Yeah, that shit is nonstop.
It's nonstop. Huh, Kiss?
Yeah.
So you know, so since then, so you know, back to jail. How you call it? When you and Styles and y'all all came from the same neighborhood.
She came from the same. Our grandmothers lived next to each other. Then we moved next to each other. Then our grandmothers moved, and then they moved next to each other again. So,
oh shit,
we always been next to each other. For our P was like across town a little. Then once we got in school, we was always together from then.
Oh, so that's when y'all started hanging out together and all that, yeah. And y'all formed. Obviously, y'all just got put together. But everybody was into the music?
Yeah, we was all rapping since teenagers. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Rapping in school, call each other every night, see what you wrote, what 16 you wrote today, what kind of crazy shit you talking about.
Right.
It just turned out to, you know, a lot of hard work, a lot of letdowns, eventually turned into landing a deal.
Mm. Well, I'm happy that you guys, you know, everybody loves the Locks, D Block. Everybody loves Kiss, Style Sheet. My thing to you is, this is a different episode. Most of the guys that come up here, they've been to jail. Mm-hmm. They came home from doing whatever, 10, 30, 40 years. They have a story to tell. This, that. This episode was different. Jada Kiss had experience of him, yes. Going to jail, yes, getting arrested and all that, but unfortunately, you know,
lots of stories, man. Lots of stories.
How much is this motherfucker gonna keep talking about him going to jail?
Yeah, he talks about jail a lot.
Asking some weird motherfucking questions and shit, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
it kind of seemed like he that's like a lot of what he knows, because he mentioned he'd gone to jail too, and he keep asking about jail.
Nah, I don't know, man.
But, the environment that Jada is illustrating that he grew up in, it's also expressed in the music through, like, the ruggedness of it.
100%.
And that's what's, you know, so powerful, I think, to everyone around the world.
Especially the way he is, nobody sounds like Jada, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has his own sound, right? And when you got your own sound and you fire, yo, man, that's history. Man.
Are you speaking in terms of voice or lyric? Like, yeah, his kiss, his voice, his cadence?
His voice, his cadence, for sure. His voice, obviously. He's very distinct.
What about his music?
You know
what about his sound selection?
There are some beats that I heard on a couple other projects that I wasn't really too like. Oh, it's like, damn, bro.
Mm.
Was that just some industry shit or like?
Mm.
It's kind of disappointing, man. Like, on Top 5 Dead or Alive, there's a couple of not. It's just the beat selection, I'm like, but you know, Jada, he literally bodies everything he touches, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially when he does a 16 for somebody else, like, that's why he got body that shit intentionally, like. Yo, you'll hear it later. It's like, yo, you know, he just, yo, man. Yeah, but. Yeah, you know, I was feeling some kind of way about that with the way bro was questioning him. I was kind of like, I was looking a little deep into it. I seen a little deep into it, man. I don't know. Just the way he was asking it, it was kind of like, you know, when somebody's trying to sun you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're trying to sun you, but it's a discreet sunning that only like someone who's like in. Who's intuitively aware, be like, yo, you trying to sign me?
Yeah.
Just the way he delivered some of the things he was saying. That was my perspective. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
And it's like, yo, I mean, yeah, that's like, no, Jada, you know, Jada's like, nah, nigga, they couldn't fucking, you know, it's like they couldn't always keep me in line. Like, You know what I'm saying? That's it's the force. You know what I mean? That's all I can say is like niggas be like, yo, man, this nigga see a lot of different things, you know?
Mm.
And I ain't wrong with it, bro. Like I could feel it. It was like, this ain't a bro to bro conversation, real like genuine. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It feels very interviewish.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Where I've seen, you know, seen different interviews, you know what I mean? Where it's more, yo, man, it's all love, you know what I mean? Not like, you know?
Mm.
Like, why you want to highlight the street shit so much?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Let him tell it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to let Jada tell it on these next few tracks. Right,
let's
here,
go, man. What we got for the people?
I want to get into
Come
that.
Come on, man. Let's go.
Moving on, man. Knock Yourself Out.
Classic joint. Come on. This is my... Come on. I'm taking y'all back to the fucking...
Let's go. TJS at 90.1 FM. Boom Bap Syndicate.
You know where I'm taking this. Taking it right there. It leave me no choice. She said she was a model for a year and a half, and then she took her pins out and her hair dropped down to a calf. I knew a man, he was just up north, and would've got left up north, but he was the chef up north. Anyway, I'm K.I. Double. All I do is get dough, spit flows, try to stay out of trouble. If you ready, we can move. Just lose your man or hit the dance floor. I'll show you how to do my dance, or I might let you play in the garden, or sit up in that white thing and listen to the greatest of Marvin. The estate got 6 locations. Takes so long to get to the front once I miss probation. And I hate to brag. I know your man really wouldn't like the Beretta, but he hate the mag. And yeah, here go a blank check. Rock yourself out. But in the meantime, girl, knock yourself out.
Oh, you modeling, mom?
Knock yourself out.
Wanna let your hair down?
Go ahead.
Knock yourself out. Oh, you ready to move?
Let's go.
Knock yourself out. You wanna sit on the cool?
Come on.
Knock yourself out. Wanna keep on dancing? Wanna run in my mansion? Sit in VIP.
Come on. Yeah, now you can knock yourself out like you boxing yourself, or you can get real freaky, start popping yourself. And my watch got so many rocks, when you look at the time, it's sort of like you watching yourself. Front if you want, I puff a few blunts and take a cruise in a Porsche with the trunk in the front. She had the Jaco Bergeron sandals, told her hop in, the coupe blew her mind when she couldn't find the door handles. Attitude very high maintenance. Check this out, ma, I'm running out of my patience. Don't sleep with me and don't speak with me, and never talk bad about niggas that eat with me.
Knock yourself out. Wanna let your hair down?
Go ahead.
Knock yourself out. Are you ready to move?
Let's go.
Knock yourself out. You wanna sit in the cool?
Come on.
Knock yourself out. Wanna keep on dancing? Wanna run in my mansion? Sit in VIP?
Come on.
Knock yourself out. You just wanna be seen.
Hey, yo, honey, no, I'm waiting to leave. Keep dancing, cause I like how that ass shake in them capris. I'm like Big with the murder mommies up in Belize, but I still fuck a chicken head like Lil C. I don't care if they model, but they all gon' chill. First nigga to cook bass on a foaming grill. And you might win some, but you just lost one. Kiss Miss educates them like Lauryn Hill.
You modeling, mom?
Knock yourself out.
Wanna let your hair down?
Go ahead.
Knock yourself out. Are you ready to move?
Let's go.
Knock yourself. You wanna sit in the cool?
Come on.
Knock yourself out. Wanna keep on dancing? Wanna run in my mansion? Sit in VIP?
Knock
you just wanna be seen?
Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Are you modeling, mom?
Knock yourself out.
Wanna let your hair down?
Go ahead.
Knock yourself out. Are you ready to move?
Let's go.
Knock yourself out. You wanna sit in the cool?
Come on.
Knock yourself out. Wanna keep on dancing? Wanna run in my mansion? Sit in VIP.
Knock
you just wanna be seen.
Go ahead, knock yourself out.
Are you modeling, mom?
Knock yourself out. Knock yourself out.
Are you ready to move?
Knock yourself out.
Go ahead, knock yourself out. Wanna keep on dancing?
Knock yourself out. It's that time, motherfuckers. Dub down, motherfuckers. Yeah, that's me, motherfuckers. Yeah, the champ part three, motherfuckers. It's that time, motherfuckers. Dub down, motherfuckers. Yeah,
That's me, motherfuckers. Yeah, the champ, Marquee, motherfuckers. All praises, all burners, all raises. Hands down, nigga, the game is all jaded.